Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles Weekly Sermons.
Sunday is referred to on our church calendar as the Sunday of Zacchaeus. And those of you who are Orthodox Christians and have been for some time should recognize what that means. The Sunday of Zacchaeus falls on the church calendar the Sunday before the beginning of the period which is called the Triodion. And the Triodion is the 3 weeks that immediately occur before Great Lent. So Zacchaeus comes like a herald, like a forerunner, proclaiming to us the coming of the season of the great fast. And so it's good that the church has set before our eyes this day, this encounter between Zacchaeus the publican and the Son of God in the flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ. We have here before us an account, I would call it the account of the conversion of Zacchaeus. This is precisely what's happening here. Zacchaeus converts to following the Lord Jesus Christ. And he does it in a pretty spectacular fashion. First of all, because he started off in what we would maybe consider to be such a low state. And then to make such a tremendous change of heart, even to be carried out in actions. But you see, the reason that the church sets this passage before our eyes as we prepare ourselves to enter the season of the great fast is precisely because that same change has to occur in each and every one of us. We might say, well, I already converted, that's why I'm here. It's inadequate. That's why we fast every year. You know, the season of Great Lent was originally a preparation time for the catechumens that were preparing to be baptized in the church. But it became extended to all of the members of the church. Why? Because the realization that everyone needs it. It's not enough to simply have gone through it one time and have been baptized and then to enter into the church. But it became necessary for us to go through this period of catechesis, this period of preparation again and again and again. Because our conversions are not like the conversion of Zacchaeus. Ours tend to be mixed up with all kinds of other things and distractions, and we follow after those things over the course of a year, so that when the following spring comes, it's necessary for us to convert again. But first, let's look at the passage of Zacchaeus where the Lord encounters him. As the Lord's passing through Jericho, we're told there was a man named Zacchaeus. And we're told a very important phrase about Zacchaeus, that is, he was the chief among the publicans, and that he was rich. The publicans were a hated class in the time of the Lord, specifically because they were Jews who were collaborating with the Roman pagan overlords who had conquered the territory, specifically in the realm of collecting taxes. And the way that it worked with the publican system was that the publican was given a region, a district, that was his to collect taxes from, and the Roman government gave him a quota. We expect this much from your district. Anything he raised above and beyond that quota was his to keep. So he lived on extortion. The publican lived by extorting his fellow countrymen for the sake of paying off the Roman occupiers and of making himself rich. This is why the publicans were hated. This is why whenever Jesus goes to eat with a publican like Matthew or like Zacchaeus, and they all say, well, he's gone to go eat with a sinner. They didn't bother to delineate his sin because being a publican was the equivalent of all sin. So we're told that Zacchaeus was the chief among the publicans, that he was the foremost in the districts, and that he was rich. That is not insignificant, because this is the kind of person we're dealing with here. He was very good at extorting money from his fellow countrymen, and he had become wealthy by doing it. But, nevertheless, something in Zacchaeus' heart was not overcome with the blackness of sin. And when Jesus passed through his area, we're told simply that he desired to see who Jesus was. And that's a profound statement. It's not just sort of a curiosity, right? Like, oh, well, I want to see what he looks like. He desired to see Jesus who he was. That is, he wanted to see something about Jesus. He had heard maybe something about Jesus, and he wanted to see this man who traveled around preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and healing and working miracles. Something in his heart had responded already to Jesus, and he wanted to see him for who he was. And so he runs before the crowd, and we're told at this point that he was small. He was short, could not draw near to Jesus, he couldn't see him over the head of the crowd. Now you remember this man was, if he wasn't respected in society, he was feared at least. And he was rich. And he ran before the crowd and he climbs up into a tree on the path that the massive throng is taking, just so he can look over their heads and see Jesus. This is not the action of one who is simply idly curious. And it's not the action of one who is concerned about how he's perceived in society, either with respect or with fear. He's already in his heart begun the path of conversion, because he's already thrown away certain things. He's thrown away vainglory, and he's already thrown away the desire to be feared, out of a simple desire to see Jesus. And so the reward he receives for having cast those things aside and climbed up into the tree is that Jesus comes to the tree. And he looks up and he sees him and he calls him by name. They had never met before. But of course, Jesus, as God in the flesh, knowing all things, knows this son of Abraham by name. And he calls to him, Zacchaeus, come down, because today, and he's very clear, I'm going to abide, I'm going to live, I'm going to dwell in your house. Not I'm coming to visit you, I'm coming to stay with you today. And Zacchaeus, already having put his feet on the path to conversion, climbs down quickly, with haste. And he receives Christ joyfully. And then, of course, when the crowd sees it, they all murmur, oh, he's going to be a guest of a man who's a sinner. And as they arrive at the house, Zacchaeus sets out all of the best for Christ. He makes a tremendous feast for him. And then he says a couple of statements in regards to his conversion, which are we need to look at. He says, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Not I will give, but I give now to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And again, the verbs are all in the present tense. I'm doing it now. Not, oh, I'm going to do it, and then giving time to weasel out of it. I'm doing it now. And he says it in front of everyone, so they will all know what he has said. St. Theophylact of Ohrid says, looking at that passage from Zacchaeus carefully, his conversion and his desire, we will see that he has carefully, in front of everyone, stripped himself of everything. That is, he has taken on poverty to be a disciple of Christ. Because the first thing he says is that half of my goods I give to the poor. That's radical enough. I doubt any of us are at a point right now where we would be willing to give half of everything we own the poor. But more than that, he says, if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. Now that was in accordance with the ancient law. If you had stolen something, if you go back and read in Exodus, the prescription for the Jews was if you had stolen something, then you had to restore fourfold. If you took a horse from your neighbor, then you were obligated to give him four horses back. Tremendous deterrent against stealing, I would imagine. So Zacchaeus strives in this instance to fulfill the law. But you have to recall, he's a publican. The only way he gets money is by false accusation. By falsely telling someone, you owe more taxes than that person really does. To going to his fellow countrymen and saying to wealthy estate owners, you owe me 500 denarii, whenever the Roman district said, you know, wait, he owes 300 denarii, and keeping the other 200. The sole source of his income was false accusation and extortion. And so whenever he says, I'm giving everything back fourfold, what he's doing is impoverishing himself. He's giving everything away. Look at the zeal. And for this reason, Jesus says to him, today salvation is come into this house, for as much as he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So today, as I mentioned, is the herald, the forerunner, the proclaiming of the coming of the season of the great fast. And those of us who are here who might use the phrase conversion to describe our relationship with the Orthodox Church, that is, be converted. Although Archbishop Dimitri of blessed memory would always say that everyone's a convert. Because if you're born and baptized at 40 days and you're an adult and you're still here, at some point you made a decision to stay in the church. That's a conversion. Ladika always pointed out we're all converts. We see this conversion of Zacchaeus. And we see in it an example for us. Because to a great extent, our conversions are incomplete. We have come to the Orthodox Church, maybe with some zeal, maybe with some desire, maybe with some hope. And yet, unfortunately, most of the time we mingle that with other things. And we don't follow the example of Zacchaeus. We bring in things from our past, which we might even be courageous enough to confess, but then we go right back to them after maybe a few months or a year. We experience things in the church. And rather than responding with Christian love and charity, we respond with worldly responses of anger or resentment or remembrance of wrongs. And so our conversion is diluted, and our zeal for Christ is diluted, and we no longer desire to see Christ for who he is, and we become content with getting up in the morning and saying our prayers in a perfunctory manner and then going on through the rest of the day as if Jesus wasn't around and didn't know what we were doing. And getting to the end of the day and saying our prayers again because we feel a strange obligation to do so, but without really saying anything to the Lord or listening for what he might be saying to us. Like I said, our conversion becomes diluted. Zacchaeus is an example of true zeal. Number one, he didn't come to Christ specifically because he hated being a publican, or because he hated following the Jewish law. And he didn't come to Christ because he thought that would make him correct and he would be better for it. His coming to Christ was very simple. He wanted to see Jesus. And as you and I analyze, maybe a little bit in prayer, our own hearts, our own conversions, and as we enter the season of Great Lent, which is coming upon us in a few weeks, it is time for us to assess where we stand in that regard. Do we really want to see Jesus? Do we really want to draw near to him? Or are we content to call ourselves Orthodox Christians because, well, the Orthodox Church is the true church, and I want to be right, so now I'm right? Tremendous pitfall, and that's the worst reason to be an Orthodox Christian. Or do we want to be Orthodox Christians because we hated what we came from, and this is so much better? Tremendous temptation, but again, a very poor reason for being Orthodox. The only reason I would suggest to you to be an Orthodox Christian is the same zeal that Zacchaeus shows, the desire to see Christ, because that is precisely what the Orthodox Church is. It is the path to Christ. And so, brothers and sisters, as we prepare, let us set before our eyes the example of Zacchaeus, who gave up everything simply for the chance to see Jesus. And let us be inspired by his example, that you and I may also be similarly inspired with the same zeal to surrender whatever is necessary, whatever stands in the way, so that we may draw near to the Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be all glory, honor, and worship unto ages of ages. Amen. Amen.